It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're once again in the book of Matthew as we continue that precious study, the fifth chapter. We're going to begin reading in the 46th verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 46. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It's such a joy to have you join us, and if you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. We have many studies prepared. You can enjoy, sit and listen to them, download them, whatever you'd like to do. And then also you could email us if you choose, parkviewbible@gmail.com and parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Also, up on the website, we have our church constitution and as well the plan of salvation. So I hope that you would take the opportunity to take a look at those. Now, I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we're going to prepare for the study today, Matthew chapter 5, verse 46. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, if ye have no reward, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. And thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. We're going to stop with that fourth verse of the sixth chapter. Again, we begun the reading in the fifth chapter, verse 46, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to come and to study your word and to search it and to enjoy it. It's such a joy, Father, each and every day to learn your word and to come together as a local church and study your precious word. It's such a joy to do that with other believers. And it also is a joy to be able to come and have this radio ministry that you've blessed us with, that we can take your precious word out across the airways, that folks that aren't able to get out, or they are in traveling to church, Father, whatever the reason is, we'd love for them to listen in, enjoy the study, and learn about you, that they would be saved and then learn more about you as a believer as well. So please, dear Father, just speak to all of our hearts today, that they would come to know your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. Please guide and lead today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time we were together, we made the statement that we should serve our God out of love, not out of duty. And many times when we are serving God, as the sixth chapter covers very well here, do we do it for the purpose that folks see us, or do we do it to honor and glorify our God? I hope that you do it, that God will be honored and glorified. We have looked at this word publican, as it tells us in verse 47 and verse 46 as well. Do not even the publicans the same, and if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? And so it seems like it really locks right in on the publicans here. The publicans, and we're going to go back and read in Hebrews, and then we're going to find our way back into Luke and Matthew, and we've just got several things here that we're going to read concerning the publicans. But the publicans, they are collectors of public revenue, but they many times hire out. And so as you would go down the line, all of a sudden now it seems like no one was really responsible. And so the amount that the Roman government, many times it was Jews that would take these jobs to have a job. And so to begin with, then it was really looked down. They were really looked down upon because here is a Jew working for the Roman government. And then on top of that, they were coming and collecting taxes, which nobody likes to pay taxes, and nobody likes to have it always seems that we have to pay more money than what we should, that's for sure. We know we need to support our government, but many times we find it to be wasted, and with the Roman government coming and collecting the taxes, they didn't, you know, Jews didn't have any voice. They just had to pay their taxes. Well, it wasn't only that they were paying what the Roman government expected and demanded, but also it was worse than that, because then those that were collecting, they would collect more and put that in their pocket. And so if it was one, two, or three steps down the line of these collectors, well, each one of them would get their share. And so by the time that the man that was actually collecting the taxes would collect considerably more than he was supposed to. And again, they would become very wealthy. And so that gives you a little background on the publicans. Now, we did end with a verse of Scripture here to read. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11 from Matthew here. Hebrews chapter 11. It's always a joy to study the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 through 26. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. Now that seems to kind of be out of kilter just a little bit here in what we're talking about back here in Matthew, and yet it isn't at all. It's not concerning the publicans, we'll get to that in a minute, but it's coming to a person that would desire more to please the Lord Jesus Christ than to please man. And when we look here, because we are talking about Moses, Moses was second in command in Egypt. Moses had anything and everything that he would want, that his little heart would desire, what his flesh would want, he could have. And yet he chose to turn and choose and serve the Lord Jesus Christ instead of continuing to have the great wealth and personal pleasures of Egypt. He chose the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what we're studying here in Matthew is much the same. We have a decision to make. Do we do things for the wealth and the money? Do we do things for the glory of man? Why do we do these things? And that's the purpose. And we need to find that, you know, we have a vengeance against somebody that hurts us, that harms us. Our Lord is telling us that his son and his reign both are upon the wicked, the just and the unjust, the wicked and the good. And so we need to seek out and desire to serve our God and our Lord and not be controlled by the world, by the wealth of the world and the pride of the world. And so that was the reading in Hebrews, and we should have touched on that before I got into the publicans here. But at the same time, it's very important for us to see that this man, Moses, at this point in time in his life, made a decision. And it was a great decision. And that was to love God, not out of duty, but out of love. And that's the reason that he served him. What a joy it is to walk each day and serve the Lord. Now, back to the publicans, because this is the comparison that the Lord Jesus uses here for us to kind of awaken ourselves. And so as we look at these words here, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Well, he compares ourselves with the publicans. And the publicans, as I have just described them, are folks that were very, very hated. And so how are we comparing the publicans with the with our love to God or our desire to please man? How does this all come together? Well, let's back up just a little bit here, because for if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? Their care and their desire for each other, to help each other, to work with each other, they love their own. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? So what's taking place here? Our Lord is comparing what the world would call, and especially when they were Jews, would call them the lowest of low in the food chain or in the people chain. And they were hated, they were despised. And yet they would care for each other for their own well-being, for their own good. So if we do the same, if we care for those that we communicate with and we know that they'll love us, we love them back and forth, then what difference are we than the publicans that were thieves? They were dishonest. They cheated people. And yet, to compare those, do not even the publicans the same? They care for their own. They communicate with their own. They love their own. And so, you see, we need to go beyond that, because they don't love their enemies. We need to love our enemies. We need to go that one step further. Now, let's kind of take a look at some things here, because we have one that caused the Lord Jesus some problems, because it was said that he ate with the publicans, and so that made him something that was evil. But you see, our Lord and Savior went beyond what our eyes could see and our ears. He could look right to the heart. And we're going to look at Zacharias here, because we need to be better than the common man. We need to be better. We need to go further. We don't need to just to be the same as it's talking about here. We need to set our standards higher. And we can do that by the power and the strength of our Lord and Savior. Let's look at Luke 19. Luke 19. Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacharias. I'm sorry, Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Once again, how did Zacchaeus get rich? He got rich because he stole and he was a thief. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. What a tremendous scripture. What a joy to study that old message, Zacchaeus, you come down. As a child, you probably have sung that song, and you wonder, what did Jesus ever see in this little thief? Well, he saw a soul that was seeking salvation. Jesus was criticized for going into a sinner's house. There was nothing lower than for a Jew to be hired by Rome to do this job to begin with. But worse than that, then, it was their dishonesty. They were a thief. And you can see Zacchaeus confessed his sin. And he said, to begin with, I'm going to return. He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And Zacchaeus stood in verse 8 unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. Well, if he stole it, what's the deal? Well, he gave half to the poor, but then the next thing, I will give fourfold back to all that I have stolen from. The Lord Jesus has touched his heart. Jesus was willing to come into the heart of Zacchaeus to save his soul, and he did. And that's what happens when a person comes by faith to the Lord Jesus. And when we are able, as Matthew, we find that for us just to love our neighbor, just those folks that care for us back and forth, that's not enough. We need to go that extra mile. And we need to seek out by love and caring for those that are not lovable, for those that have used us and abused us, for those that a normal person would hate, yet we're to love them, and we're to show them the love of Christ. Jesus gives us this example with Zacchaeus. And was he criticized? Yes, and people say, why are you caring for them? Why do you want to see them? Well, we need to show them a love that Christ has shown to us, because we were an enemy of Christ. Christ hated us. I'm sorry, we hated Christ. We hated God. We have no love for God. But he loved us, and he died on the cross for us, that we might have salvation. And the might there is all to do with us. He died for us. He took our sins away. But now it's our problem. Now it's our decision for us to trust in Jesus, come to him by faith, turn to him, and be born again. We need to be born again. We need to be saved. And we need to use the example that our Lord Jesus used here with Zacchaeus. And what he's telling us here with the publicans, because Zacchaeus was a publican, a tax collector, the chief of tax collectors. Our Lord Jesus showed us many times examples of how we're to act, how we're to be, and how we are to live. This book of Matthew Matthew was a Levi, a Jew of Galilee, was a tax collector. He was a tax collector. Luke tells us about Zacchaeus, was a tax collector. Those that are at the bottom can be lifted up high only by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful message that we have here. So to love one that loves us is no great high accomplishment. A publican does the same. The worst of men, even publicans and sinners, as it says here, salute each other. Born-again believers should do much more. Believers, you see, have a different spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We have a different spirit from the spirit of sinners. And we should treat our enemies, as well as ungodly men, treat their friends. That's the way they treat it. Ungodly men treat their friends. We need to treat our enemies the same. Anyone can treat a friend, but not everyone has the heart to treat their enemies the same, with kindness and with love. But we can do that as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have in verse 48, and be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfect means complete. It means to be fully grown. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. You see, if we want to be complete and if we want to be perfect, we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. That's the only way we can be complete. And to be perfect means complete. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. And so we need to be complete in our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be fully grown. Do not be a baby, because there's the problem. Got some scripture verses here to look up. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We are to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not to be babies. Look at the position that we hold. Look at the potential that we have if you just come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Never forget that verse. 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So not only do we have the strength through the Lord Jesus, but we have a supplier of our needs, and that is the Lord Jesus. We need to go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. So he gives us everything, and without him we can do nothing. So I'm asking you today to come by faith to Jesus. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to save you, to save me. He shed his precious blood that we might have life. And you need to come by faith to Jesus to receive that life, life everlasting. The scripture verses we've just read, you can do nothing and you can have everything if you trust in him. Without him, you can do nothing. What precious words. We're going to look back here at an Old Testament scripture verse, the book of Job. Book of Job. Precious book to study. Well, Job chapter 1, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now, when that word says perfect, he was only perfect because he was covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus. His sins were forgiven. If we come to chapter 9 of Job, Job chapter 9, Job chapter 9, verse 20, and we're just about out of time here. If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I'm imperfect, I shall also prove me perverse. So Job knew his place and position, and he knew it was in the Lord Jesus. So, my dear friend, we need to know Where do you stand? What are you going to do about Jesus?